Thank you, Mr. Chair. Actually, it's the last question from my side. I would not bother you more this morning session. It's actually about background. It's Roman letter number one, paragraph three, which describe approaches A and B in the paper. And what I would like to note, even though I think once again we have the fact that we have different interpretations of the joint declaration, first. Secondly, as a consequence of that, we have different approaches of how to implement and achieve it. But that are political and partially legal questions and so on, and that is clear. But what is a bit surprising that if we read also approach A and B the way they are described, we have different views about the fact, about what the sector actually needs, and in particular urgently needs. Because under approach A, we say that urgently needed by the industry, the contract of carriage, and if we look at approach B, we see that according to this approach, the industry does not have an urgent demand in the third legal regime, and that a common consignment note provides seamless railway deliveries. So what is a bit, I mean, surprising, taking into account all those years spent on this project, that there is no even agreement on what the sector actually needs. And I think that is one of the major questions, because going through all the replies and views expressed in the questionnaire, it's what is striking most is sometimes the answer is that we don't need anything more or less urgently. Yes, it's good to have, but everything is functioning. And there are not so much costs because you have a common consignment note, the costs are already reduced and so on. So actually what is a bit disappointing, it's not the reality of different political and legal approaches how to improve the situation, but the different views on the fact what the sector urgently needs. Taking into account some comments that nobody in some countries are going to apply approach A and so on. I think that is very important because at the end, approach A, which is preferred by most of countries, and OTIF is also in favor of approach A, but in order afterwards to have a discussion in SC2 and decide about the way forward, I think we have to keep in mind that the purpose should be improve the current legal framework and to fill the gap. And if it's not going to happen and that it may, contribute on the contrary to the further fragmentation, so such actions should be avoided. With all the respect to all those discussions, exchanges and opinions of involved parties, but what is worrying that there is no agreement on the need and reality from the sector. Also from our some meetings, we are missing clear message from the sector on this point. Thank you.